means that tomorrow you go shopping, you don't compare. Suddenly you stop comparison because it's sin. He didn't say that. So what? What did he say?
He said that you're not going to find the meaning that way. But the meaning, you can only feel the meaning. You can't experience this by comparing. You experience this by feeling, by being.
You? Another idea? I tried. I tried to bring one word to attention, path, talking. That's what the parrot is about. He's not talking about the comparison of this and that and that and that. He was talking about comparing the sayings, what you are reading, what you are talking. How do you compare what I told you now with something else, somebody else, someone else will tell you? That was the subject. He said, you compare it. Like Abu Musallam and Muhammad. Musallam is logically saying something and Muhammad is saying something. And you compare these words, these sayings. That is the problem. Because he knows that everybody or anyone studying Masnavi, sitting here and listening to him, tomorrow morning we'll talk to people and listen to the people and compare what is there to this one. That's why he brought the talking, the saying of the dervishes and the faith people who imitate that one. He went to talking and talking and talking. Because this talking, this teaching he's trying to do, he realizes that whatever he says is being compared with the other stuff. And it's not fair because he hasn't finished yet. He just started. And he knew that if you unknowingly you will do that, won't you? The things that we talked about a couple of days ago, 2 weeks ago, you compare it with other subjects. You compare it because that's what happens in your brain. Remember, he said, please make a place for exception in your brain. He didn't mean that walking in the street and when it comes to driving and the rule of the traffic, make an exception. He's talking about the subject he's opening to you. Talking. Because you are listening. But you are not a good listener. Why? Because you are talking at the same time. And you are comparing the talking of Rumi and talking in your brain. And you name them thinking, right? That's the source of the problem. So look at this story again as we completed it. You will see that the story of the parrot was the beginning of some declaration about Kalame, half talking, saying. I said, what is saying to you? Saying to you is a voice made by someone going in your ears, mixed with your saying in song. This is not the way to learn. First of all, you have to quiet your saying in song, which is very difficult. Then you should understand the source that that saying is coming from. There is an invisible source for Muhammad and for Abu Musallam, the source, the logic, certainty. And you compare these two, these are opposites. You're talking about talking, teaching, learning, and all that stuff. First is the way we talked about you falling in love with your brain and intelligence. Second one is comparing whatever you hear with whatever you heard. You don't notice that. Who are you listening to? Who is telling you this? Today something happened in Germany. How do you interpret that? You don't go to the source that, did I hear this from CNN? Or some other sources, because it makes a hell of a difference. Let's realistically see how the news comes to you. How do you learn the things? In the past, everybody heard something from the surrounding area, mainly from the parents and the family. At the beginning of civilization, we learned to listen to the experts, right? To the teachers, to the philosophers, to the thinkers. Then it changed. Now you're getting your information where from? From a shop, from a businessman whose business is selling the news to you. This shop doesn't care about the reality or the truth or justice. And they don't even hide this. They tell you that we choose the thing to tell you according to ratings. Does it sell? Yes, of course, a cat in a tree and a lot of firefighters trying to bring the cat down sells better than something in Rwanda, a lot of people being killed. So we'll give you this. They choose it according to the market and you get it. That's how it goes. But if you are not attentive to this, you accept whatever you hear. And you are not in a worse situation. There are majority of people, they don't believe in this organization for that, for that, for that. They believe in nonsense. Gossip. Go to the Middle Eastern countries, they will give you the news with one word. We start that. They say. And whenever, normally in my Farsi classes, when somebody will say, they say, you say, who? Who says that? I want to know who says that. Because gossip comes with, they say. And you accept it. You absorb it. Even unknowingly, it will influence you. So the source of the thing is very important. If the source you're listening to is a parrot, you're listening to the form, not the essence. The parrot cannot transform the essence. For the essence being transformed, the source of saying should have heart. A heartless source cannot teach you anything. So whatever you absorb from a heartless person is nonsense. Even if it is correct, the outcome will be bad. That's why you came to the wine and the smell. You see, unknowingly you accept sin because you are not used to pay attention to the source. Because for you, the source is this, you yourself. It starts with that. And you don't know what is in here. What is in your brain? Where did it come from? How did you develop the logic and understanding you have? It comes from some silly soulsness.